Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Friday night Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting with a capital Z, I think. A? No. I'm just kidding. Anyway, listen, if you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. And you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button. And you'll be listening to the show. You know, we got some great music for you tonight. We got some new, some old, the middle of the road, but the subtitle for the show is Romance as a Song. Romance is the foundation of many romantic songs based on real emotions. So you might just hear your emotion inside of one of our songs, good, bad, indifferent. You might say, I don't like that song because I don't like that guy. Or the guys might say, I don't like that song. I hate that girl. So either way, you may find something that was really corny, wasn't it? Either way, you may find something that you really like. My board is lighting up with blue light. And I think people are saying, Don, what are you drinking, Don? I'm not drinking anything. A great show. So anyway, look, I'm not going to hold it up any longer. We've got to get the show on the road while I'm fooling around. And I know you're going to like it. We'll start the show off with Stevie Wonder. Don't you worry about a thing. Like I said, romance as a song. And romance is the foundation of many romantic songs based on real, hardcore, do you in, make you sweat, love songs. Oh, man.
Cindy, mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand that you can't, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I mean, Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere.
Chévere.
Chévere. Is that right, mama? Yes, I got my shaking room on the other face.
Everybody's got a thing.
Oh,
your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor.
Mary J. Blige doing her thing. I said I wanna be the Don McClure. Oh, I forgot that's not in the song. Oh man, I don't know what's going on tonight. I think it's a full moon. Oh, please. That was a weak wolf. Anyway, look, we got some great music for you tonight. I'm fooling around with these different microphones. And my regular phone, man, it's acting up. It's been acting up for a couple of days. Like it don't have good sense. But we're going to get through it. I'm going to jump to this track by Tamara Braxton. And this track is hitting the charts hard, man. It's on my way home. She told her man she's on her way home, and she said, give me my keys. I'm on my way out. And no, I'm on my way home. And I don't know. And he's sitting there talking on his cell phone, looking at her like she's crazy. I tell you, man, romance as a song drive you crazy.
Damn, I need a minute.
And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. Tonight's theme song, well, actually subtitle, Romance as a Song. Romance is the foundation of many romantic songs, and usually they're based on real emotions. So I think that that's a good thing. Depends on what the song is. We're going to jump to a track for a minute before we get to our commercial break at 7:30. Stylistics, You Make Me Feel Brand New. I'll probably cry all on this song right here. Just let my tears flow. All right, okay, enough of the corny jokes.
Within your hands, created taught me how to live again.
Only you.
Oh, man. And guess what? I used to sing that at our high school talent show, right? And man, all the little cheerleaders be in the front. And I say, you make me feel brand new. And one girl out loud, quit lying. I was like, what? Okay. I know that was cool. I don't know, man. Commercial break. And when I come back, we got more great music for you on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. We've been doing this show for 10 years, man. I feel like I'm locked in prison. The warden need to give me a way out.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey. Ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is just that.
Oh, buddy, did you hear what she said? Don S. McClure. Somebody told me my head was so big it couldn't get into their car. And I said, what the heck do you mean? What are you trying to say? And he said, well, Don, you are talented. You're talented, you're gifted, you're blessed, you're phenomenal, amazing, supercalidisticexpialidocious, whatever that's supposed to mean. I said, well, if I'm on that, yeah, my head is big because I'm good. All right, okay, I'm just kidding. I don't have a – I'm actually really shy. People don't believe that. They say, no, yeah, right. I said, I am. I am terribly, terribly shy. I'm just a shy guy. I might even play that one day on my show, Shy Guy. How about that? Hey, I'm going to jump to this track by a guy named Joe. He's got a track called I Want to Know. And I kind of like this track, man. So listen up. And I'm going to follow it up with Kenny Lattimore, Heaven and Earth.
Oh, baby, how you knocked me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh. You kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know. Understood what you were worth. No. And he never took the time to make it worth. No. Baby, I'm the kind of man who shows concern. Yes, I do. Any way that I can please you, let me learn. So I won't go.
Sings that tone like a remake, man, those guys go crazy. They'll be like, you must be talking to me. I know you gotta be talking to me. Oh man. Hey, let me play my girl Aaliyah. Are you that somebody? She say, I'm gonna give it to you, but will you be responsible? and not tell? Can I trust you? Are you that somebody? Because I've been looking at you like a hawk coming down on your prey. All right, let me get to the show and play this track.
Can y'all really feel me? Feel us. Feel us. Say what? Here we go. Can y'all really feel me? Baby girl. Can you feel us?
Tell nobody. Hey, I was looking through the tracks, right? You know, we got a huge library of different tracks, and I found something by a young lady named Casey. C C-A-S-S-I-E, and it's called Me and You. Of course, I got to look up when it came out. But I just thought I'd throw that in the mix, since a lot of times we do play people that I'm just not aware of, but I got to get aware of. So I'm going to play Me and You, and I'm going to follow it up with Keisha Cole. She got a track called Love, and I'm going to listen to both of these. So take a listen, Casey, C-A-S-S-I-E, Me and You.
I'm
never knew what I was. I miss it. She said, till we start kissing. I'm like, woo! Oh, yeah. Did you hear her saying it? It really got to her, didn't it? Oh, man. I had to think about some of them songs. Like I said, tonight's subtitle, Romance, is the foundation of many romantic songs. You know, it's based on real emotion. I kid you not. I'm going to play this track by my girl, Denise Williams. Niecy, that's what friends are for. She said, listen, by the fire, come and sit next to me, baby. She said, if you're tired, get over here. Oh, okay.
thou breaking down. Haven't seen the sun since you've been gone. Like my heart I lost it when you left me, and it can't be found. How can I go on? Maybe I've been living on memories of you and me. All the love we made, all the tender nights and those endless days, they're all here inside. Baby, following my footsteps like a shadow of my broken heart. Sometimes it's a pair of passing eyes, or it's just the way someone is talking, and there you are.
Vikings 9 on the field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And that show got a whole lot of listeners. What the board says, we've got two of the best shows. One has 65,000 listeners. The other has close to 16,000, giving us 80,000. 80,000 screaming, hollering, talented, faithful listeners. And we're going to be pushing hard because we're starting our own TV network next year, DSM Publications. I'm telling you, the spring will not be the same. Once we finish the Black History programs and projects, we start on the TV, DSM TV. And when you look it up online, you have to put THEV. DSMTV.net, then that way find our network. We're going to have previews and announcements and just everything. And hopefully we're going to be the number one streaming station that you tune into. Let's get to this track. It is 8:09. Man, the first hour zipped, zippity doo dah by. And now I thought we'd bring a little closeness to the people that feel like, you know what, I'm going to be there for you, Don. So that's what friends are for. Corny.
Thank you. Mine. but nothing will change the love inside you and I.
And maybe I'll never find any words that could explain just how much my heart, my life, my soul, you've changed. When no one else understands,
we tell God in the whole world.
Trakabaska, Don. A trakabaska is when it's a baska and a track. Oh, man, I just made that up. That's crazy. Hey, let me play this track. I'm doing just fine, boys to men. Man, I'm cutting up tonight. Do you know it's almost 8:30? Wow. And New York's hanging in there. Texas is hanging in there. I think this is Houston. Houston, it's a go. Seattle, Washington, okay. Bolingbrook, okay. Where else? Chicago, Michigan, Flint. I see some Flint phone numbers. Man, let me play this track before I play the boys crying. I got to get some hood love. You know that hood love, that's the good love, the hood love. Did I play that already? I can't even remember all the stuff I'd have played. Let me play this track.
been known. No matter how I act or sound, I can never walk away. I thought about it plenty of times, but no one can take it away.
If it ain't on you, if it ain't on me, and if it ain't on us, then I'd rather be for myself, for no one else. Can know this what I need if really understand me.
If I turned on, I'd be laughing out of like it's over. Then I'm holding on, just a hold on.
Yeah, yeah, that's how we do it.
You know that good love, the good love.
I'm doing just. Oh, okay, we're back, we're back. Man, I'll be singing away when the mic is muted. And you know sometimes you can't tell, right, until a red light starts flashing. And my producer on the Zoom be waving his hands like, Dad, the song is off. I'm like, oh, I'm doing just. Can I sing or what? No. Yes, I can. So anyway, that was doing just fine, right? And of course, he said he was doing just fine and got him a new girl and moved on. But the new girl, say she had to ask him a question. Now, you did all that crying, talking about you doing just fine. She gone. You don't want her. And I just want to know what you going to do if she wants you back by Mia. And boys to men, they were dressed in the tuxedos and violins. I'm doing just fine. But Mia want to know, what you going to do if that heifer, no, I can't say heifer on the radio, wants you back?
Come over, cause she's all alone. I could tell it was your ex by your tongue. Why is she calling now after so long?
Now what is it that she wants? Tell me what is it that she needs? Did she hear about the brand new biz that you just bought for me? Cause y'all didn't have no kids.
When you're broken, I need to see.
That's Maya, M-Y-A or Mia, whichever one you want to pronounce it. What you going to do when she asks for you to come back like Jack, like Smack, like, I don't know. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It's a Friday night. And we are kicking it, man. And, you know, the music's been really, really good. So we played some different types of tracks. And I got to play this special request that came in off the internet. And they asked me if my mother ever sang this song to my father. And I said, yes, she did. She'd be in the kitchen cooking with a little apron on. My father be up in the living room with his little newspaper after a long day at work. And my mother be back there cooking. Now, you kids, y'all go on and play now. I got to do this for my man. Yo, father. I say, what? She say, yep. I'm going to sing this just for him while I cook. I say, oh, Ma, that's so sweet.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. 'Cause you're just too good to be true. Take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. Oh, but if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. Oh, 'cause you're just too good to be true. And I just can't take my eyes off of you.
Oh, man. That song tore me up. I said, what the heck? That's a track there, man. I said, well, I didn't know what that was. I said, get out of here. What the heck? And here she come. You got 90 seconds down. Then you're going to have 60 seconds. You need to get off. But, man, I enjoyed that song, man. That was a track. I'm wondering, oh, that's Monica. I didn't know that was Damon. Why, I love you so much. That's pretty tough there, man. Listen, I got to get ready to go. She said, I got 60 seconds to shut it down. I have enjoyed it. And I'm about to look for some more tracks. I remember when my neighbor's daughter next door in Memphis would say, yeah, I like Monica. She okay. But I like so-and-so. I said, okay, all right, whatever. But I might have to find out when that was written. And I might play that again sometime. Hey, I'm going to say goodnight. Sleep tight. Well, don't go to sleep, but I'm out of here. And I'm going to call it a night. I'm a swing, man. I'm going to drive and be singing.